after how I first went to Nigeria. It's a sort of convoluted story. I mean, I first got into the African drumming thing in 1960. In fact, the first place I went to was Ghana. Listening to the radio in Ghana, all the real happening stuff was Radio Nigeria.
RN2, Martin Street, Lagos. 2 o'clock in the afternoon once again, and you're welcome to High Life Music. Music from our side of the land.
I decided I would go to Nigeria. Nigeria was calling me over. So I went to the Nigerian embassy in Accra to be told, don't you know there's a war going on? You can't go. This is 1970. So I still determined I was going to go to Nigeria. I got on a plane from Ghana. I got arrested on the airport leaving Accra, but that's another story. When I finally arrived in Nigeria, there was like 4 people on the plane, and I thought that the worst case scenario was they were going to not let me into the country and hold me on the airport till the next flight back to London. I got off the plane to be met by a large contingent of the Nigerian army, headed by a captain, stand at the end, bottom of the steps, and he said, Ginger Baker, and I said, yes. Whereupon he saluted in slow motion and shook my hand and said, welcome to Nigeria.